My 5 AI projects. I share this terribly boring text with you to show you the power that AI grants you. That you too are a systems engineer. Just create your standards documents at each turn so that AI remembers what it's doing. The world has changed completely and AI is now more powerful than ever. Slick Willy once said that he robbed banks because that is where the money was. When we remove the crime, we expose a great wisdom here. In your high school classroom, the teacher wants an easy work day. In your computer, your AI will generate 100 years of code for you. You just need to figure out what moves you as you will travel the precious extra steps on that path only. Build a high school that teaches for a change. Build tests for politicians that reveal who they really are and how much they know. Build applications that connect in ways never thought of before. Build your future your own way. That is the true power of artificial intelligence. We are really, really lucky to be here. My foremost project is called Gizmosis. It stands for Gizmo Osmosis, and it is aimed at automatic emergence of world-leading software. Really big programs. I started with 20 initial projects to learn all the wisdom there was and dropped to 1, Visual Shellcode Studio. What I have learned from the 20 is that you need a platform that supports projects, so that when you start a program, you can resume a project or create a new one. And the platform itself must support plugins so that it is reconfigurable by the user. To work in all kinds of environments, it requires a virtual file system. And as a result, this platform will run as an exe that instructs the user to open localhost, as a proper desktop application, as a web extension even, and on a static host where the file system saves to local storage inside the browser. Beneath the platform lies Iodine that washes everything clean. It's a user interface framework. The platform is actually just an Iodine component. Very powerful. And beneath Iodine is the XML-based Gizmo programming language. It's XML-based because XML is an AST tree already. Why would anyone try to create a language that isn't XML-based? Boggles my mind. When AI and I needed the platform, we enriched the Iodine UI framework. When we needed the file system, we enriched the programming language. This way, AI does not get confused. When your architecture is made up of layers, the AI will know where to put things. The sample application Visual Shellcode Studio is technically a visual programming language, but also a workflow engine. And it generates born shell code, bash scripts. It does it really well. Really, really well. It creates standalone programs with a here doc that contains the graph that generated them. It's really nice. The next two projects are crazy. They are a pair, though not reliant on one another. They are a form of old artificial intelligence. Both are based on multi-user dungeons, or MUD. This is a technology that you should investigate yourself as well, because MUD speaks in text and AI communicates with language, so it's a perfect pair. And you might have already played with a MUD if you ever touched adventure games. It's basically a text-based virtual world. AI has been working on them for a week straight, and they each contain Mallory. Mallory is the devil's advocate. It is designed to try to hack into the system. We've built them security first. It's pretty wild to be able to instruct your AI that a platform is nothing unless it is unhackable. I said, create Mallory. And the AI has been working really hard on the security. The fourth project is graphic themes. I admit, I enjoy working with the Bootstrap CSS framework. I have a lot to say about CSS, but I enjoy working with it. And I really appreciate Bootstrap's wisdom. I like learning from Bootstrap. I am currently building an autonomous system for the generation of application themes, basically website design. The groundbreaking thing here is that I use actual 3D graphics made in Blender, a 3D graphic design program. And you know, it shows. All the graphics always have the right gradients. And just a moment ago, when I had to take a photo of the screen, I paused for a moment. It just looked crazy realistic when everything was blended together with a little OLED screen. Oh boy, it's really nice looking. The AI designs the switches, the surfaces, even vents and audio ports. I'm currently working on an audio equipment based theme. I just think audio equipment looks really neat. And the AI does all the little switches and buttons and LED all on its own in Blender, then takes pictures of them and slices it all up so that it properly stretches on a web page. Very cool stuff. Bootstrap developers will hate me because I use an actual 9-slice program that I introduced with Canvas, but it had to be done. It looks so good. Finally, the fifth thing is about finishing what Unix designers forgot to do. The keyboard-based text user interface. For this, I have created the Command Surface Standard, a properly versioned document so that AI does not get confused, and 3 commands. Probably the world's most powerful commands, as they are backed by artificial intelligence. Gizmosis, the command to operate the Gizmo Iodine apps. Media Toolbox, which is a video editor that you use on the command line. Very interesting. And now the AI is working on the text user interface for image generation, which includes model management, and then text narration and speaking phase generation from just audio and storytelling, all kinds of amazing things. A milestone that I have set for myself here is to create fake news, a very convincing news presenter that says what I want it to say. I just love the idea of having some kind of a strange-looking person reading poetry as if it's the most serious thing in the world. It will be great. I tell you, there's a component of sadness here. I don't know exactly how to describe it. But I do not want to estimate how many years of work these projects represent. I just don't want to know. I'm not sure if it is even possible to estimate them because none of these projects are 1.0s. These have been refined for years now and refactored by many different AIs. I suppose altogether they could represent some 100 years of programming. And they certainly will by the end of next year. This is why I shared all this gibberish with you, to show you the power you have now. Pause in life. Find a powerful AI, there's a couple of them now, and start using the coding agent just to make little apps. Go see what you may learn. Do not make the teacher force you to memorize that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Every adult, when reminded of that, is embarrassed of how easily they were tricked into pretending to learn for grades, into pretending to learn to avoid ridicule, into pretending to learn so that no one destroyed their future. That is not how education works. Do not let anyone trick you out of knowledge. Do not let anyone take your wisdom away. And do not let anyone stand in your way of becoming a great being. Because that's what growing all the way up and becoming an adult actually means.